Hello again. It's Charlie Tuna. It's just in the restroom down the hall autographing the mirror for the staff. I'd like to open up today's show with an impression. I haven't done any impressions for a while. I do offbeat impressions. I'm sure you're all familiar with by now. This is one I've been working on for about the past week, and I finally think got it down pat. So here's my impression of Eve in the Garden of Eden upon the birth of Adam and Eve's son, Abel. My impression of Eve. What do you mean the kid doesn't look like you? Gets the light out right away with Zeppelin and Over the Hills and Far Away. Sounds like the physical condition of the Washington Redskins football team, doesn't it? Here's Jim Croce, the big bad Leroy Brown. Better than
W-R-T-A.
Charlie Tuna with the Spinners.
Boy,
it's warm in the studio today. My M&M's just melted in my hand. All I need is some chicks running out in bikinis, and I think I was at the beach. I wonder, are there any chicks in bikinis who are listening right now within a couple of minutes striking distance of our studio? Just drop on over, Dan, and we'll be on the lookout for you. My engineer, at least, will. Pupils are just permanently dilated to the thought of a bikini. If you're in the neighborhood, drop in. We'll spin. With Charlie Tuna. It's a one-of-a-kind love affair, and lo and behold, we just had four chicks in bikinis show up here in our studio, and I really can't comment on the bikinis. There's very little there to comment on, but we'll try and talk to them in just a second here. The military service is serious in its goal of equal opportunity for all. When infractions occur, investigations will be held to evaluate just how commanders and NCO supervisors are carrying out the program. Just as the mishandling or waste of dollars and material would not go unpunished, the misuse of manpower is also considered a grave offense. If you're being held back, talk to your CO. Chances are he'll want to help. And if he solves your problems, you'll be helping the military to solve one of theirs. And now to the bikinis here.
Can we get you over here? No, you can come over here to the microphone. There is safety in numbers. Look at it that way. All right? This is a wireless. Where were you when you heard the offer as far as coming down in bikinis? We got more bikinis? They're sending in more bikinis now.
Never say no to a girl in a bikini.
Never say no to a... Okay, there. We already have some winners, but it's nice to see the two more girls just walked in. Nice to see the four of you. Is that a thread unraveling, or is that... Oh, that's the bikini. We've got six bikinis in here. Everything you wanted to know about six, but I've been afraid to ask, Dr. Rubens. And it's really, I think, had a dramatic effect on the weather, because right now, as I'm looking around the studio, I can see a cold front.
Wash away my trouble, wash away my pain. Where
On Dick Clark's recent 20th anniversary American Bandstand show. And coincidentally, the producer of American Bandstand is a chick named Judy Price, who was the producer of my old show on a television show seen locally in Hollywood. Just think, maybe I could have kept her. It could have been as big as Dick Clark today. We're going to talk to her, though, about that 20th anniversary edition in just a second.